This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 79 for Friday, September 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Friday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's retreat from nearby highs. Canola down 3 to over $5, November down $5.50, at $595.40 per ton. That move back below $600 was bearish from a chart standpoint, bringing in additional selling pressure. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were also all weaker, contributing to the declines. Solid export demand did provide some underlying support. Canada exported just over 200,000 tons of canola in the past week, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. That was down from what moved the previous week, but year-to-date exports of nearly 1.7 million tons are up by 240% compared to what moved at this time last year. However, the ongoing labor dispute on the West Coast may limit export movement going forward. The canola market will be closed this Monday for the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Markets in the U.S. will trade their usual hours. In the U.S. today, soybeans are higher while corn mixed and wheat lower. Updated U.S. quarterly stocks data will be released Monday, and positioning ahead of that report accounted for some of today's activity. Soybeans underpinned by dryness concerns in Brazil. The November contract, it's up 8 cents at $10.49 per bushel. Drought in Brazil has slowed seeding of the next soybean crop there, but there is still plenty of time and forecasts are calling for more moisture over the next few weeks. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 20,000 tons of soy oil to South Korea. Hurricane Helene is bringing welcome rain to the dry Mississippi River Basin, but that precipitation will also lead to some harvest delays for soybeans. Corn futures trading both sides of unchanged. The December contract up 1¾ cents at $4.15 per bushel. Russia hiked its export duty on corn sharply higher this morning in an attempt to shore up domestic supplies as drought there is hurting production. Expectations ahead of Monday's USDA report are for large quarterly U.S. corn stocks. Wheat lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the December contract at $6.09 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in December at $5.72 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat down 7 cents in December at $5.77 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.